Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark by Larry Wyman and starring Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee. I imagine everybody cops a rocket from time to time, but have you noticed the variety of ways in which rockets can be delivered? Lieutenant Murray, number one of HMS Troutbridge, favors the oblique method, particularly when dealing with Chief Petty Officer Pertwee.
Ah, good morning, Mr. Murray, sir. Good morning, Mr. Phillips. You wanted to see me, sir?
Not very much, no.
Oh. Well, my Mr. Phillips, Chief, he's a bit peevish this morning. Did you, have a pleasant evening out last night?
Yes, thank you very much, sir. Most kind of you to ask.
I'd like to take an interest. I thought you must be going somewhere nice because you were looking so smart. So, I mean, the charcoal grey Savile Row suit fitted you perfectly. Silk tie added just the right touch of contrast, and the crisp white shirt was immaculate.
Yes, thank you very much, sir.
Not at all. There was, was only one jarring note in your whole appearance.
Oh, what was that?
Your headgear. Chief Petty Officer Pertwee, next time you pass me in Queen Street, wearing the pick of my civilian wardrobe, would you kindly not have the brass nerve to raise my hat to me?
Yes, well, I mean, really, sir, how was I to know I was going to walk straight bang it? I mean, there's a perfectly simple explanation, sir.
Good. What is it?
Well, hang on, give me a minute. It's not as simple as all that.
So while you're working it out, perhaps you can also explain why you were carrying my umbrella and wearing my plastic overshoes.
Well, it was raining.
Come on, let's have this explanation. Why did you borrow our clothes?
Well, sir, to tell you the truth...
That means he's going to lie his head off for a start.
If you must know, Mr. Phillips, sir, I had to meet a very important business colleague over a certain matter, and I felt it was only proper that I should rein him and dan him. What I've done.
Yes, I gather that from the brown ale stains down the front of my suit. A quarter of a pound of crushed up potato crisps in the pockets.
Just who was this very important business colleague that wanted to meet our clothes?
Take it from me, sir, that in the fullness of time, it will become apparent to you that you lent your clobber in a good cause.
Sir, now look here.
Enough said, sir. I shall see that the lads are aware of your generous gesture.
Now, hang on.
Yeah, the word will go round all over the ship, sir. Our two of our officers donated the use of their clobber for the benefit of the entire crew and are far too modest to accept any credit.
Yeah, but...
And we're all most grateful, sir. We're most grateful. But some of you excuse me, sir. I must go about my daily duties. A CBO's work is never done, you know, sir. Good morning. Nice to have a chat.
Never stood a chance.
Not from the moment he came in.
No. And we still don't know what he was up to.
Hello, you chaps. Greetings all round.
Oh, good morning, Padre.
Good morning, Padre.
So kind. It appears unto me, from your downhearted expressions, that though this truly splendid morn has scarce begun, something has come to pass to put the markers on it.
It didn't pass, actually. It stayed 5 minutes, and we still don't know which way it went.
Oh, well, perk up, chaps. We cannot have long faces at this festive time, can we? Let us be joyful. Let each and every one display a merry mood.
Festive time? What's he talking about?
I have no idea. I very rarely have.
Are we not in the 25th year of our launching?
You sure?
Beyond all bounds of doubt. Verily, I say unto you, it is clearly stated in the book of fighting ships, according to Whitehall.
Lummy, has Troutbridge been afloat for 25 years?
Yes, Mr. Phillips, in spite of you.
25 years, eh? That makes us a sort of vintage frigate.
Well, hardly, Mr. Phillips. Thanks to your efforts, there's very little of the original left.
And what there is somewhat bent. Somewhat bent.
Well, it's not my fault. That wartime steel must dent jolly easily.
When bashed hard enough, yes. Incidentally, Padre, what is the exact date of our anniversary?
Next weekend, as ever was. I did mention it yesterday to Chief Petty Officer Pertwee, stout fellow underneath it all, no doubt. He seemed quite, cock-a-hoop at the prospect.
Did he now? I wonder why.
Possibly the realization that 25 years is a silver anniversary may have had something to do with it.
Oh, dear, you probably reminded him he meant to pawn the wardroom tea service.
Again. Lummy, isn't this exciting? We'll have to hold a silver jamboree party.
You mean a silver jubilee party, Mr. Phillips. A jamboree is for Boy Scouts, and one would hesitate to call you Wise Al.
Just to say, Padre, I think Mr. Phillips was partly right. We really should have a party to celebrate the ship's silver jubilee. Then we'll go and see Captain Povey and ask him if we can bash the flotilla welfare fund.
Good idea, sir.
And I, too, will use my not inconsiderable influence to prevail upon the powers that be to provide you with a snap-up-do.
Snap-up-do!
Excuse me, Captain Purvey, sir.
Yes, Saint Jason, what is it?
Lieutenant Marty, Sub-Lieutenant Phillips, and CPO Pertwee want to see you.
Do they? What do they want?
Well, I gather it's something to do with the 25th anniversary of Troutbridge, sir. Being a silver anniversary, they want to throw a party.
Do they? Well, tell them that I don't want to know about it and then throw them out instead.
Oh, but really, sir, I can't do that. I mean, after all, it's a special occasion. I mean, I'm sure you and Mrs. Povey must have had a celebration on your silver anniversary.
Well, yes. She took me for a fourpenny bus ride and a fish tea at... Renchason, how can I have celebrated my silver wedding anniversary when I am only 39?
You must have got married when you were 14, sir. And that's not legal. So for the past 25 years, you and Mrs. Povey must have been living in... Portsmouth.
Yes, Renchason, I think I will see my 3 o'clock appointment before you put your other foot in it as well.
Thank you very much, sir. I'll call them in at once. All right, boys. Goldfinger will see you now.
Thanks very much.
Here you are, Captain Purvey, sir. The three bad pennies have turned up. Penny Wise, Penny Pincher, and Penny Dreadful.
I wonder which one of those I was.
No idea, Mr. Phillips, but I can tell you which one I am.
Oh, really, sir?
Yes, gentlemen. I am not a penny.
Look, sir, this is a rather special request.
Yes, I know all about it, so you can save your breath.
Don't be too hasty, sir. I beg of you, sir, for your own sake, think what you're going to miss.
Me?
Yes, sir. You, sir. Just imagine it, sir. For a modest fistful of fibres out of the welfare fund, you can indulge in a right back of that canalian revel on the tiles without your old woman hanging onto your bootstraps.
That way.
And what a time you'd be able to have, sir. You can really let your hair down.
Get perfectly.
Sorry, sir. Slip at the club.
Yes, sir. And of course we'd invite your old woman, Mrs. Povey, as well.
Yes, sir, even if she does hang on to your bootstraps.
What?
He means, we were hoping you'd both do the cabaret.
Were we? No, but we wouldn't have any option.
Oh, well, I hadn't realized. I mean, if you really think a duet or two from my dear wife Ramona and I would...
The lads have all been looking forward to it, sir. They begged me, they did, sir, to request you, sir. But are they like to impose?
Oh, well, I mean, you put it like that, but I don't see how we can refuse.
If you did, sir. If you did, you'd be undermining the morality of your own ship, sir. 175 broken-hearted matlows would be denied the pleasure of having their lug holes bashed by a basin full of your lovely living.
Well, I really don't know what to say.
Say about 75 quid, sir, and that should cover it not.
Oh, yes, of course.
169, 170, 171, 172. There you are, Chief. 172 little 2 shillings. Unwillingly donated by the ship's company.
172? All right, Johnson, you great, fat, sticky-fingered lolly counter. There's 175 matlows on this ship, and you've only counted 172 little 2 shillingses.
Odd that, isn't it?
Very. I suppose it wouldn't by any chance be that you've forgotten to cough up yourselves, would it?
Oh, well, rumbled.
2 bob each, come on, hand over.
I told you we'd never get away with it here.
173?
And I resent every halfpenny.
174. That's better. Right, go on in, bag it up.
Now hold it, hold it, hold it. It's still one short. And we know whose pocket that's still in, don't we?
Rule 25, president of the presentation committee is exempt, so bag it up.
Skinflint.
Yeah, he's a rotten. Dirty, stinking two-bob short in the kitty rotten. If all the rotten rottens in the world had a rotten vote, they'd rotten elect him King Rotten of the Rotten Rottens.
Johnson.
He'd be the rottenest rotten king the rotten rottens had ever rotten had.
Johnson.
King Rotten would.
Belt up!
I'd rotten finished anyway.
Don't think I'm being nosy, but seeing as I have two bobs worth of vested interest in the presentation collection, I'd like to know what it is we're going to present. And to whom?
Well, being a silver collection for Trappridge's Silver Jubilee, we're going to present the wardroom with 14 silver tankards, one for each officer.
Oh, that's a good idea. They like that.
Hang on, hang on, hang on. We've only got £17.08. That should have been £17.10. You're not going to be able to buy 14 silver tankards out of that.
It so happens you disbelieve in Ollie Ed Otter that the costs will be well covered by a generous contribution from another source that you don't need to know nothing about.
Yeah, I bet the bloke that contributed don't know nothing about it.
No, they don't. Really. Ah.
Excuse me, Chief. Sorry to disturb you in your own quarters.
Ah, come in, Mr. Morrison.
We've been tidying up a wardroom for the party at the weekend.
Oh?
And, something seems to be missing.
Missing?
Yes. Our silver tea service. It was a chance remark of the Padre's made me think to check on it. I know we never use it, but I thought for the Silver Jubilee party we might have it out on display.
Have it out? Oh, yes, out, yes. Yeah, well, that's what I've done with it, sir. Yes, I've had it out. For cleaning, sir. All the glittering and glistening it'll be, sir. And I'm going to show you, sir, when you get it back, you won't even recognise it.
Perhaps not, but I'd like to try. So see it turns up again in time for the party, won't you?
Oh, it will, sir. It will. In one form or another.
Well, Mr. Phillips, the party seems to be going jolly well so far.
Yes, sir. So's the fruit punch by the gallon.
Oh, don't worry. It only packs a modest chick. Pertwee wasn't allowed to make it this time.
That's a relief. His usual idea of a fruit punch is to fill the bowl with aviation spirit and then squeeze a grape into it.
Yes.
Ooh. On the other hand, sir, we could have done with some of it to give Captain and Mrs. Povey to stop them singing their duet.
Oh, with any luck, they've probably forgotten all about that by now.
Hey, you! Sailor!
Sailor? I'll have you know, madam, I'm not a sailor, I'm an admiral.
Never mind, you'll do. Now move this piano forte into the light and hurry up the budget. I'm a bustling and top guest with a glimpse into my repertoire.
Oh, nasty.
Oh, dear, evidently they haven't forgotten about it. Creeping Ivy, number one. Who's that dreadful woman with all those ghastly flowers on her hat?
It's Captain Povey's wife, sir.
And then good luck to the idiot. It must cost Povey a fortune in fertilizer to keep her hatch cover blooming. And it's not worth it.
I trust you're enjoying the party, sir.
Then you trust wrong. I'm not. My blasted glass is empty. Oh, do get out of my way, some of you. Gangway! Admiral coming through.
Maybe we should let him have some of Pertwee's potent punch as well, sir.
No, I don't think so. Last time he had some, he wanted to court-martial the Padre for not wearing a tie. Incidentally, where is Pertwee? I want a word with him.
He's over there, sir. He volunteered to circulate with the tray of snacks.
Ollie! Stop, Ollie! Get your nosh here!
Who wants a sausage on a tiny, tiny poo?
Come on. Anyone for a sausage roll? If you don't like the pastry, eat the dog and throw away the kettle.
Hungry, come back here.
Olives, olives. Every single one stuffed stupid.
I say, sir, you sure this isn't Pertwee's potent punch we're drinking?
Yes, positive. Why?
Well, it's jolly odd, but I can see two admirals.
What? Oh, no, you're quite safe. The admiral with the admiral is Rear Admiral Ironbridge.
Lummy. I thought he'd retired years ago.
Yes, he did, but he must have forgotten.
Oh, do get a blasted move on, Ironbridge. You're worse than ever.
Yes, yes, yes. Far worse. Completely hopeless. No good at all. No, no. Only fit for the scrap heap. Who is?
You are.
Ah, you blithering old fool.
Now try to get this into your thick head, Armbridge. This is Troutbridge's Silver Jubilee Party, and these two idiots are your hosts.
How do you do, sir?
Pleasure to meet you again, sir.
Yes, 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 always is. Yes, yes. I look forward to it myself. Yes, yes. Heartiest congratulations. Yes, yes. Couldn't have happened to a nicer couple. No, yes. Not possibly. No, no. Which one of you is Troutbridge?
Oh, shut your grog hole. Go and get me another noggin of that blasted rot gut, Armbridge.
Oh, yes, yes, certainly, yes. Shan't be long. No, no. Back in a flash. Yes, yes. Cheery, yes. Oh, yes.
Yes, well, I've had that, of course. If he ever gets to the bar, he'll have forgotten what he went for.
Hey, you, Admiral, stay right where you are. I want to word you.
Oh, great purple poop decks. Here it comes, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. Hi for you two.
Too late, I'm afraid, sir. Mrs. Povey's already seen you.
Yes, and she's got our head gardener with her.
This way, Henry. I've got him in his sights.
Coming, my love, and I really don't think we ought to trouble the Admiral while...
Nonsense. Strike while the iron's hot. Stand fast, Admiral, while Henry chats you up. Silence! Proceed, Henry. Permission to start chatting.
You know, very well, my love. Good evening, Admiral.
Stop! Just as I thought. I'll have to chat him up myself. Admiral, I demand to know when Henry is going to be made a Rear Admiral.
Him? Oh, fat chance he's got. The fool can't even control you. So he's going to look after a fleet. I can't think.
Oh, no, really, Admiral, I must have checked.
Too late, Povey. You should have done your objecting before you married her.
Now you listen to me, Admiral.
I have, madam, and I wasn't impressed. Now just leave me alone and go and spray your hat. It's got green flies.
Hello, you chaps. Sorry I'm late. Well, you're probably delighted, but I'm sorry. This is the party, isn't it?
Yes, Commander Bell, sir, it is. And as you're the captain, you should have been here ages ago.
No, I shouldn't, old man. No, I always arrive late at parties. Cuts down the cost of the damage, as a rule. Besides, it's safer if I wait until that old fool, the Admiral, has left. Otherwise, I see you stayed on, then, Admiral. Well, there it is, then. I've started, you see. Of course, I would have been here to greet you, sir, but I got trapped by some ghastly old biddy who was wearing an overgrown herbaceous border that's a nice hat you're wearing. They don't grow them like that anymore, do they? Not even on trees. Here, I say, have you heard? Poor old Povey's had it. His wife's threatening to buttonhole the Admiral, insist on him being promoted. Oh, my word. If she does that, she's going to make him look a complete fool in front of everyone's having a good time, then, are they? Well, I expect they were till I got here, anyway. Well, there it is, then. Better start circulating, I suppose. Bound to be some bowls of trifle I can tread in somewhere. Or something. See you all later, then, if you're unlucky. Cheery. Oh, I'm sorry, madam. Just give me the bowl. I'll get you another helping.
Attention, please. Could I have your attention, please?
Allow me, Padre.
Belter! Thank you, Chief. So kind. Now, lads and lassies all, the time hath come for the feat of the evening. We are about to be entertained by a smile and a song at the pianoforte from our own gallant Captain Povey and his good lady wife. So bags of hush all round, please, for the first song number one.
Thank you, thank you. Right, off you go, Henry. Henry, stop showing off at once. Get to my bit. Softly, softly.
idea, but I reckon we're going to hear every one of them. Three times. Fight away, sir.
Thanks very much, ladies and gents. Yes, thank you. A little recitation written especially for this auspicious occasion by the poet laureate they call the Patilla, namely CPO Me. We are the good chip throughoutless, and Phillips don't half cloutless. We've got more dents in our compartments than holes in an hedgehog's trousers. Thank you, thank you. Verse two, and equally immortal. His starboard ladder's shorter than Johnson's lower quarters. His horrible squeals reveals his eels was dangling in the waters. Hey! Yeah, I think that's everything cleared up now, sir.
Glad to be of service any time, sir. No, there's nothing else. I think I'll just...
But there is, Chief.
Yes. Several things.
Yeah, first of all, on behalf of the rest of the officers and myself, I'd like to thank you and the ship's company once again for these splendid silver tankards.
Not at all, sir. Our pleasure, sir. Now, if there's nothing else...
Secondly, whatever did happen to our silver tea service?
Yes, in a manner of speaking, sir, I mean, you've got it back.
Eh? Well, where is it?
There's it. 14 silver tankards hanging behind the boat.
What?
Well, I did say that you wouldn't recognise it, sir.
What have you done?
Well, sir, it's a sort of conversion job.
Of all the brass nerve.
Well, what's the matter, James? Aren't you happy with your silver jubilee present?
Well, yes. We would have liked to be consulted.
I'm surprised.
I'm surprised. I mean, I should have thought, as officers and chips, you'd have known that it's in for a dig to gawp at a gift horse in the chops.
Now, wait a minute. This is all going the wrong way. We shouldn't apologize to you. You should be
about fighting, Mr. Phillips. You'll never win.
Right, well, good luck, gents. I've been nipping down to my own quarters. I want to try out my new silver tanker to make sure it's my size. See you in the morning.
Yeah, watch me.
I knew it. He's shown a profit.
Yeah, well, the way it worked out, you see, the way it worked out's a beauty, sir. Larger than yours, of course, sir.
Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray and John Pertwee have been celebrating their important anniversary in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Mrs. Povey was Heather Chasen, Commander Bell was Ronnie Barker, the Admiral was Tenniel Evans, and Rear Admiral Ironbridge was played by Michael Bates. The pianist was Dennis Gumm, and the show produced for the BBC by Alastair Scott Johnston.